Pioneers the football. Orlando Scott gives the Pioneers hope. Shuffle step back. Beckett over the middle. Caught! Ringer at the 42. Ringer downfield to the 30. Ringer at the 10. One man to beat. Touchdown Pioneers! A 44-yard touchdown strike. Beckett to Ringer. And the Pioneers have just climbed a little bit closer back into this game. 1:40 to go, quarter number three.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And we welcome you back to Wolfie's Bistro and Pub. Boy, the first hour just flew right by, and now we move into hour number two of our high school football preview. It's presented by Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford, our good friends right across the street, Chuck Sturgill, Chad Whitaker, and everybody over at Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford. Glad to have them on board again as our presenting sponsor. Huge thank you to them. And again, big thank you to everybody here at Wolfie's, treating the coaches so very, very well, and everybody here from WEOL. Boy, I think a lot of folks are here from WEOL. Tom Evans just strolled in. He'll be with us throughout the year as far as broadcasting high school football. Tom O, Bob Tomaszewski is here. Jared Kozar is here. Three-wheeled Z, Matt Douglas. Joe Bach from WLCS TV 20. Not really a WEOL employee, but my goodness, he ties into our audio enough. He just kind of comes in and steals our audio while he comes here and tapes the show tonight.
Matt Lodi's here.
Matt Lodi.
You could practically have a staff meeting here tonight.
Yeah, we're not doing that. But we are going to give away a four-pack of tickets to Frankie Ballard at the Lorain County Fair. So for those of you that are thinking, man, I'd love to go see Frankie Ballard next week at the Lorain County Fair, well, we're going to do it right now. Here's a four-pack on the line. All you got to do is call the station, and the very best in the business, Alan Calcaterra, will take your call. 322-0930 or 246-0930. Again, 322-0930, 246-0930. Alan Calcaterra is going to take the very first caller. Very first caller, 246-0930, 322-0930. First caller, you've got a four-pack to see Frankie Ballard at the Lorain County Fair next week. All right, let's talk a little more football because the coaches indeed are showing up tonight. Great turnout. We're trying to get to them as quickly as we can. One of our favorites on AM 930 WEOL is Kevin Fell, the head coach of Elyria High. Boy, we go back a long, long way talking to Coach Fell on these preview shows and forecast shows and Nick Abraham Saturday morning wrap-up shows. So, Kevin, this is old hat to you.
Yeah, we've been here ever since Wolfie's was a pop, you know. It's like,
I love it. Well, high expectations for Elyria this year. I read Tim Gebhardt's preview in the Chronicle. I know you shared some things with me for the article that I have in the Forecast magazine. You're going into this year thinking this could be a pretty good season.
You know, Tim, we have to go back a year when we went into last year thinking that we probably were going to be a pretty average football team. And we really were a pretty average football team for a long time. Halfway through the season, we had some kids that kind of just decided they wanted to be better than just average. And we got a little better at the end of last year. And fortunately, those kids are back. Now, how we react this year will be real interesting because we do have a lot of those kids back. And on paper, we're a pretty good-looking football team. But as we've proven for the last 2 weeks, you don't play football on paper. We have to go out and actually learn to do it.
But we've talked in years past, when you go into a season with so many experienced guys, with seasoned veterans, not that the summer isn't important, but it does make that transition a little bit easier, agree?
One thing for sure, especially in the GCC that we're in, you can't play with young kids. You can play with them, and they may be great talents, but they're going to get their lumps, you know. And if you get kids a year or two later after that, then we're a better football team. And we took some shots last year. Our kids are a little older, a little bigger, and we'll probably be better overall as a team. But I will tell you the truth, Tim, we could be a really good football team in a 5-5 disguise because we've got a lot of schedule and a lot of people to play.
When you say, believe us, we do believe you, Coach. We do know that about you. You said that last year, halfway through the year, your kids decided we want to be better than average. Is that unusual for that to happen?
Well, you know, a little history there. We we came back from Brunswick, who hadn't won a game all year, and beat us over at Brunswick. And on the way home, we had some incidents on the buses and things, and we just kind of cleaned up the place and went from an 80-man team to a 60-man team. And we've been a better football team ever since. And I think, you know, a lot of that is attributed to the kids that just said, you know, we're better football players than this. You know, and it became a little more of a job to them as opposed to just an activity. And I've been real proud of our kids the last year, is how hard they've worked and how they've kind of dedicated themselves to play. Now it's their chance to go out and maybe try to prove that they it's worthwhile.
Again, we're talking with Kevin Fell, head coach of the Elyria Pioneers, who joins us here at the head table as we are at Wolfie's for our 2016 high school football preview show. Kevin, just talk personnel. Who are some guys this year that are really going to play key roles for this Pioneer football team?
Well, I think most people that follow us know that we've got a lot of kids back offensively. We've got our skill guys that everybody knows about, but we have an offensive line. Tyler Schneider is our center, three-year starter. Dylan Woodings, Jalen White, Tank. We've got all kinds of guys that are back and have played there for 2 years, and they took their lumps at the beginning of last year. Then we have Chris Atkinson, who's got the chance, according to Tim, to be the all-time leading rusher in Elyria school history, which is saying something for a running back, you know. And we have this junior quarterback,
Dante,
who, you know, potentially very good. You know, he's very, very active. He's played well in scrimmages, but he's still only got 10 games under his belt, 11 games under his belt. So he'll get nothing but better. But Beckett's going to be probably potentially one of the better athletes that have been around this area for a while.
You know, last year I had your opening game over at Avon Lake, and I know that was a game where you guys had a lot of mistakes, but you still found a way to win. And I know you were probably pulling your hair out that night with those young guys, but was that how your year kind of went? You know, you had some bad things, but yet you were able to overcome it. At the end of the day, you made the playoffs.
Actually, that game was not really indicative. Most of the time after that, they went the other way. But somewhere along the line, we started to play. We played a really good Euclid team right down to the wire, got beat in the last second when we dropped the ball. We played a really good Solon team right down to the wire and got beat. Then we played Strongsville, who was a pretty good football team, and beat them. And then we played Menor, who was a pretty good football team, and beat them. And then we had Olentangy, which we probably should have beaten. And I think, you know, it's a funny game. If you learn to play it right, don't make mistakes, have a little confidence in yourself, I think you can play with anybody, no matter who you are, and we started to do that. Now we come out this year, and it's all new again, but I can still see it in their eyes. They know how to play. We just got to bring it out in there.
Coach, the Olentangy game, as much as it was a tough loss, how much can your kids now feed off that? Because I'm sure that was an us-against-the-world mentality. You're going down there to play a pretty good football program. You come back home, and a lot of times those losses can just gnaw at you through an off season. Do you sense that it kind of fueled your kids somewhat?
We made the playoffs. Nobody thought we should have been in the playoffs. We were playing a team that was ranked third or fourth in the state.
Yep.
And at the end of the game, I know our kids looked at each other and said, you know, they weren't any better than we were. You know, we just made mistakes and they didn't. And I think they realized that, you know, they can play with anybody. And I will tell you this, and I've learned this in Elyria after 5 years, that you never want to really count Elyria out. We can lose with anybody, and we can beat anybody too. And we once in a while, when we do what we're supposed to do, we'll play a pretty good football game.
You've told me many times on the forecast show since you've been in Elyria, our kids rise up when nobody thinks they can win. It's when they're the favorite that they kind of level off. But you've said when their backs are to the wall, your kids rise up.
There's no doubt. We are very poor front runners, and we are pretty good when we're down. And I think a lot of that is just our mentality that when we get winning, we think we're pretty good, and sometimes we have to learn, you know. And our kids are funny, but I love them. They're the kind of guys that you know, it's been a hotter than, you know what, the last 2 weeks, and they don't even know it. You know, they just think it's fun to go out there and practice. And coaches are dying, you know, everybody's dying. They're just out there playing. And that's just kind of the way we are. You know, we're not as tough mentally as teams I've had in the past, but, you know, I think you can learn to be that way. And physically, I think, you know, they'll be tough. I'd be remiss without talking about Brendan Price, our safety who's back, and Cam King, our defensive lineman. Those are two guys, and Jalen Glover, guys on defense that have played there for 3-4 years, and they're good football players, and they make us a lot better football team. Last year we had a really nice defense, and we got new guys coming in, but those guys have stepped up and played really well for us.
I'm just going to say, I'm looking at the stat here. You only gave up 17 points a game last year. I mean, in today's high school football world, that's a pretty doggone good defense.
There were times last year I thought that was one of the best defenses I've ever been associated with. We stopped Mentor 7 times in the second and third quarter last year in a game that, you know, I saw him get 60 against Ignatius, you know, and you know, there are times we can play. You know, we got to get back to that level, I think.
There you go. Coach, we got to take a timeout. Always good to see you up here. Now, I know you got a little bit of a ride home, but you can listen to the rest of the show.
I can't wait to hear it, Tim. Thank you very much.
Always good to talk to you, my friend.
All
thanks,
right.
Kevin. Kevin Fell, the head coach of the Elyria High Pioneers, joining us here at the head table.